This is Apollo Control, 101 hours, 44 minutes into the mission of Apollo 16. 14 minutes before the start of Revolution number 14 around the moon, at which time, shortly after the spacecraft, which now should be nose-to-nose station-keeping, will come around the east limb of the moon, they will be given a go-no-go decision from the ground on whether or not to make the landing during the succeeding rev, revolution or lunar orbit number 16. To recap again, the source of the current situation and delaying the landing, the secondary or backup system, which actually acts as a tiller for the large 20,000-pound thrust engine in the service propulsion system, or the main engine on the command service module, has experienced some difficulties in the yaw mode, or the left and right motion of the engine. The engine is moved up and down, left and right, by what are called gimbal actuators. This backup system in the command module guidance equipment is used if there's a failure in the primary system, which is called the guidance and navigation, or GNN system. And the flight mission rules call for both systems to be functioning perfectly before a landing is committed. Simulations at the manufacturer's plant in California and in the command module simulators here in Houston have been underway for the last several hours to determine the possible effects of having this oscillation, left to right oscillation by the engine, whether or not it would damage the spacecraft structurally. Some initial times have been generated here by the flight dynamics people on the maneuvers for a landing, should the decision be made to continue with a landing. The command module circularization burn would be made at 103.2205. The power descent ignition, or the start of the landing phase, would be at 104.1720 ground elapsed time. These times are subject to change within a few seconds, one way or another. To repeat again, some 11 minutes from now, the two spacecraft will come around the front side, the start of lunar orbit number 15. The spacecraft communicator will pass up to the crew the go-no-go decision for landing during revolution number 16. The crew is requested that if a landing is made, that the EVAs be postponed until after they can have a sleep period. All stations, that's the bit line is off.